World news from the BBC. Reports from Tasmania indicate there has been another mass stranding of whales. The mammals have become stuck at the entrance to Macquarie Harbour on the island's west coast. It's unclear how many whales are involved. Israel's Prime Minister has met Turkey's President on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly. Their face-to-face talks were the first between leaders of their two countries for 14 years. Israel's Yair Lapid asked President Recep Tayyip Erdogan to help bring home two Israelis captured by the Islamist movement Hamas in the Gaza Strip. Hurricane Fiona is continuing to lash parts of the Turks and Caicos Islands in the Caribbean with strong winds and heavy rain. The Category 3 hurricane has already caused major damage in the Dominican Republic and the U.S. territory of Puerto Rico, as Wendy Urquhart reports.
Fiona gathered strength before making landfall in the Dominican Republic. It swept across the island, packing winds of up to 184 kilometres an hour, ripping up crops and tearing the roofs off buildings. Several rivers burst their banks and the streets are littered with fallen trees, lampposts and debris. The National Hurricane Center is warning that Hurricane Fiona will gather even more strength in the next couple of days to become a Category 4 storm, and the storm surge could raise water levels by more than 2 meters.
And a new report which examines perceptions of financial insecurity around the world suggests people are becoming less confident about protecting themselves from climate-related disasters. Lloyd's Register Foundation interviewed 125,000 people in 121 countries for the World Risk Poll. A third of respondents said they could only cover their basic needs for less than a month if they lost all their income. But poorer nations in Southeast Asia scored comparatively highly for confidence. That's the latest BBC News.